With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's get this thing started. On this show, anything could happen.
It's gonna be amazing.
Okay.
I love baby laughter.
You're in the family nest with Derek and Jess.
Welcome to the Derek and Jess. And
hello, hello.
God dog it. Don't do that.
Come in the morning, do ya?
Please. Oh, that's it. Jimbo, pull the plug.
No.
Pull the plug. You're listening to the Derek and Jess. You're watching Derek and Jess in the family nest, and it's amazeballs.
It's a right dandy old time.
Dandy. We have an audience.
I know.
And they said not to introduce themselves. That's it.
But
Christina,
they appreciate my accent.
I don't think so. I'm going to take a poll out of our whole audience.
We have already taken a poll.
Yeah.
And Team Jessica wins every time.
I don't know where you got that poll from. Nobody
Derek,
knew that.
Derek, no negativity on the table.
Is that Scottish?
Yes.
Okay. You got it. Again, you stole that from Brave. You just
yes,
do it because
I did,
you watched
but
Brave.
I did two different words. Good call.
You are
Good
watching catch. Derek and Jess in the Family Nest right here on the YouTubery and listening to it live on Blog Talk Radio. We have a special guest today that we're going to be bringing in. We're so excited
very
about
best friends. Desiree Goheen.
Desiree Goheen is here today. She's going to be talking about adoption. That's going to be fantastic. I have a bunch of different questions to ask. She'll be coming in after the
Lawrence
News. We get
her take on what she's been going through.
Which just sounds like a whole bunch of stuff.
It sounds
isn't
like
it
a
Des?
Bunch of work.
Yeah.
A bunch of work. But the outcome will be fantastic.
It will be fantastic.
Fantastic.
If you want to find out more about Derek and Jess, you can go to our website.
Yes.
And our website.
Derek
and Jess. DerekandJess.net.
There you go.
www.DerekandJess.net. There it is. You can watch the latest YouTubery of Derek and Jess. The last one is 50
but
Shades.
If you don't have a laptop around, I don't, but I have my phone.
Here you go. Here's what
we
you
have
need.
A mobile site now.
We do have a mobile site, but we've got it right here. And I'm trying to think of the... Oh, I know what I added to it. It was.
Yeah.
I was trying to come
no,
to
is it. So you can listen
it's got a whole bunch
to
of
our
stuff.
Podcast right away.
Right away.
Do it right now.
You could do it right,
right now.
Well, they can't see it. I mean, if they're watching it on YouTube, it's too late.
Well, okay, so do it next week.
If you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio right now and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I got to leave the house. What am I going to do?
What am I ever
going to do? Go to m.derekandjess.net.
There you go. There you have it.
And if you scroll down, you will see the little thing that says... Listen to
our podcast?
Listen to the Nest on Blog Talk Radio.
The Nest.
Boom, it'll bring
our
it up.
Nest.
It's Blog Talk Radio. If you can't stand the sight of Jess.
If you can't stand the sight of Derek's face, I understand. Just push it on over.
Bingo.
And there you go.
And then you can just listen to us on Blog Talk Radio. Check that out at M, as in mobile, DerekandJess.net. You can also find us on Facebook. Everything's going on Facebook on
yes.
Derek and Jess. There it is, right there. Check us out, Derek and Jess and the Family Nest. Click it up there. It's good. It's got all. You can find the YouTube show there. You can find La Junta News there.
Mm-hmm.
You can find anything that Jess sends to me, things about family, things about
yes.
kids, things about all kinds of things.
And someday I will set up a poll taking. And we can, you could be Team Jessica for accents or Team Derek for naysayers that don't want to hear talent. So we'll get it together.
Okay. All right. We'll take that someday, and we'll see where that happens. Also,
okay.
You can follow us on Twitter. And
well, yeah.
I just tweeted.
Follow us.
I just tweeted right
you
before.
You did?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
The Desiree Goheen is in the studio.
Yeah. Tweets are our...
low point.
They're our the whole point, because let's get real up in here, okay?
I freaking hate Twitter.
I don't even have a Twitter for myself, just individually. So I'm and blogging,
Twitter blows.
I'm getting
it's
a
no
little better, but
yeah.
No.
It's no good.
This
at
is
all.
Our strong circle here. So just
that
watch our shows. That's what it
anyway,
is.
Anyway, you can
I'm
find us on social media. That's what you want to do.
And our Facebook page is the best.
Yep, let's get to Lahana News real quick.
Let's do it.
Because we want to give as much time to Desiree, and we need to get to our game.
Which accent should I read the news in? Let's go with.
Just try Russian or something. What do we got?
Presbyterian Church of Lahontan, Colorado. Okay.
That would fit from being Scottish. That's good.
Okay. No, I'll get real because this is real. I'll get real. I'll just be Jessica.
Okay.
Yep. Healthcare Sunday, March 29th, which is my dear Chloe's second birthday.
Is it?
Yes.
How neat.
So First Presbyterian Church in Lahontan.
Mm-hmm.
They're welcoming two special guests. Jennifer Jackson from Otero County Cardiovascular Disease Prevention Program, a long name, will be here to offer 20-minute cardiovascular health screenings.
Mm-hmm.
Get there, get it done.
Yes.
At the same time, we'll welcome Debbie Schandelmeier.
Sounds like a good name.
A Valley-wide health system who will be available to anyone still in need of health care coverage.
That's good to
so
go and do. Yeah. And I don't know, maybe I'll ask Christine. Is that after church then, I'm assuming? I didn't ask MJ. It must just be right after church. Because it's Sunday, March 29th.
Do we have the program still?
Yeah, but it doesn't say in the program.
Oh, okay.
I already looked.
Good.
That's what I was
thought
confused
about.
Thought
it was about. Something that I just...
Surely it's not during church. So it must be after church.
It's got to be probably after.
So what I don't know is when it actually starts. That wasn't
so
on the
why
program.
Don't you just go for a
go
good Christian...
A little
leadership moment,
yeah,
and
March
then just
29th.
Get healthcare coverage.
Go to March
29th. I mean, it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
Basically. Okay.
This
so
is a neat one.
That's good.
This next
okay.
one.
OJC, International Students Director, Colin Johnson. That's kind of a cool name, Colin. Hi, my name's Colin. Okay. Colin Johnson is looking for host families for international students.
Are you going to do that?
Please contact... Yeah. Yeah, with my 5-year-old, 3-year-old, and 1-year-old.
They would like some college student coming in.
I have no room. I have no room. Okay, for international students, they're looking for host families.
Yes.
Please contact him at 384-6804-6804.
Either one, I think, will reach.
6804. I clearly can't read numbers. If you're interested, that's always a good thing to do, to be part of.
Yeah.
I would do it if I didn't have wee little ones.
Would you really? Would you
I think it? I would. Yeah, absolutely.
I asked Christine at church, and she said absolutely not.
Did you hear how I said I think, though?
Yeah.
That's the nice side of my heart is like, I would do it. And then the realistic side of my heart is, oh, I cannot.
Yeah.
You know?
And
I love everybody, though, in the world. The whole world is a part of my heart because of my love.
You heard it first here on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest. Jess loves everyone in the world.
I do.
That's awesome.
I have a big heart, I'm telling you.
This story comes from Lahana Tribune Democrat. I don't know anything about
Farm Days?
Dez, Christine, do you know anything about it? Farm Days. Do you know anything about Farm Days?
Big party.
Is it a big party?
Cookout.
Ooh,
big farm
cookout,
days,
food.
March 20th through the 22nd, Doc Jones will be holding Farm Days again this year, March 20th through Sunday, March 22nd. He's waiting a little longer this year because of the mud. It's a 3-day event. The main day is Saturday. Oh, look at this. You do little practice skills with horses and old-time machinery.
They're from the style.
Is there like a race with – look at that. What is that? That's like a tiller.
There'll be a potluck supper on Saturday at about 6 p.m. That's my southern accent.
No. Well, okay.
What?
That's kind of cool, though, potlucks. I mean, come on.
Come on.
I'm going to still do the southern accent because this is kind of like south.
Yeah, this is what it says. If you want to get an idea of what goes on, stop by the exhibit at Rocky Ford IDEA Place. 408 North Main. There's lots of photographs.
Oh, that's cool.
Last year, the Snap and Scrap It Club made Farm Days a project.
Lots of folks never have seen a sight like this before and may never again. It's a different every year.
Why do you think it needs a southern accent?
I'm trying to rebuild my portfolio.
This is the old West. Build the portfolio.
Okay, first of all, Southwestern is kind of the same, a little bit like the Western, the cowboys. I tip my hat to the lady over there. No? Okay, well.
Good
night. We'll see. My husband will be laughing right now. I did it just for him.
We're going down the toilet quick. God, no one's listening. Derek and Jess in the family nest. We're going to take a break.
Break it up.
Yeah, but first, I want to just be a dad, okay? I'm just going to be a dad for a second. I got to throw this up. Jimbo, one up. This is the La Junta Tribune Democrat. La Junta High School powerhouse. Solomon Hutch.
Way to go, champ.
Named district and regional champs.
Can I just say my husband was so, so, so thrilled.
I bet. He's the coach.
Well,
we mentioned this last week, didn't we? Because we knew Solomon Hutch qualified for nationals. And then this Thursday night.
Just a few days ago.
No, this coming Thursday. But you'll be listening to this on a Tuesday. On Thursday, they leave to go to the state championship.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Yep.
Friday and Saturday is the state championship. We were able to, last Thursday, go and see Night of Interp, which was fantastic.
Right.
If you want to see Solomon Hutch's piece, their 10-minute piece, go to SolomonHutch.com, SolomonHutch, SolomonHutch.com. It's embedded right there, 10-minute. It's the piece that got him to nationals, and it's the piece that Mom picked out.
Christine picked
that piece out.
Joe thinks they're amazing.
They are amazing.
They're amazing.
And Joe's amazing. You're okay. I love your kids. I love Joe. I love you. It's just fantastic. So proud of Solomon Hutch.
Yes, we are. Way to go, guys.
All of the pieces were great at the Night of Intro.
Yeah, the forensics kids are stepping it up. They're doing a real good job.
Yeah,
good job.
Fantastic. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have
Desiree
Goheen sitting right here. Woo-hoo. Boom. Big giant mic in front of her. And she's going to talk about what it takes to enter into the adoption process, to just do all those things.
Sharing her ups and downs with the whole process. And we're going to be playing a game. So obviously you've got to come back because it's going to be fun.
That's right. We're going to try and throw in the word sneak. That's going to
we'll
be great.
We want
you to stay with us on the other side of this break. We're going to have Desiree Goheen here. So keep listening and watching Derek and Jess in the Family Nest. Welcome back to the Derek and Jess and the Family Nest right here on Blog Talk Radio, and bang, just like that.
She's here.
Desiree, go. Des, say something into your mic. Let's see if we can hear you.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Jimbo, is that a good level for her?
Do I sound like a mouse?
Does she sound okay? Higher?
I don't want to sound like a mouse in Mousetrap. Not at all.
There you go, right there. That's good. I can hear her in my ear. Can you hear yourself in your ear? Can you hear me in your ear?
No, but I can hear you because you're right next to me.
Okay, it's very confusing. I want you to introduce our guest because she is one of your besties.
She is one of my best friends, and
uh-huh.
She is here
mm-hmm.
to talk about just her adoption process from the very beginning to how she got there to the very end, well, to just yesterday or the
to
day.
To where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everything.
Yeah, Jess.
Sorry, I was so excited. I'm sorry. I have to redo it. This is Desiree Goheen. She's one of my very best friends, and she's here to share her adoption story with
us.
Not just mine, my husband's too.
Yes, her and
That's
Scott.
Right.
That's right. My husband,
that's right.
Scott. He's amazing.
Yeah, and there's the little thing behind her, and that's what
and
you...
And that's Scotty.
That's what
Scott.
You put on Facebook, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's so good. But before we get to that...
Oh, yeah, we have to share our...
Game.
Just the... Okay.
Jimbo, go ahead and play our... Where's me? This is a game we're going to play. If you've watched Jimmy Fallon on Tonight Show, you'll know Word Sneak. Okay, we wanted to have you... Normally, we have a game that's called
it's
What
called
the
What
Heck.
The Heck.
What the Heck. But we wanted to give you as much possible time as you could to talk. So
we're going to incorporate this in the rest of the show.
Yes.
We all have like 10 words
yep.
that we're going to incorporate within our speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to try to put it in her wording of things. I'm going to try to put it in my wording of things in their random words.
That's right.
So
yeah, it's a random.
And as
thing.
Our viewers, you should try to find them too.
We've never tried this before.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And so we don't know. What the heck is always a fragile thing, so we don't know whether or not this is going to work. But
it might be lumpy like pancake
Des
butter.
Des is playing
Come
too.
On.
And here's an example. Right
Dang
there.
It! Dang it!
Did you get caught?
Come on.
You missed my fragile.
fragile
word sneak. We're trying to keep track. We're trying to see if we can figure out the word sneak. Just a normal conversation. Going to talk to Des about this. Every once in a while, you'll see us look down to maybe look at our words and find out what they are. But, Des, you are here, and you are here because just recently, correct?
Yes.
Just recently. You,
Thursday,
you found out that, I don't even know what to call it, you qualified
for... I am psychologically pregnant.
There you have it.
After all the hard work.
Right here on Derek and Jess and the Family
Nest. It's official.
It's official.
They are a waiting
Goheen.
Family,
yeah.
her and Scott.
Psychologically yeah. pregnant.
That's what my agency calls it.
What
psychologically
that
pregnant.
What does that mean?
So that means we are officially in the pool to adopt an infant.
An infant.
Domestically.
An infant okay. is what age?
Well, you can pick. We chose 0 to 1.
Oh, it's 12 months. 0 to 12 mm-hmm. months.
Yeah.
But what does a 0 look like?
No, that's fresh.
Bring home
one day
from
old.
The hospital.
Did you say fresh?
Yeah, yep. fresh baked.
Nice. Oh, baked.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's
oh.
not, actually. Why didn't wasn't it?
Come
like on!
Oh,
bag legs. That's
yeah.
weird. Okay. So, 0 to 12 months.
Yep.
Yeah.
0 to 12 months. Okay. So.
So, do you want me to kind of tell you how we got this
I
far?
I do.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
I want to know how... okay. This might be better for our listeners.
Okay.
Say somebody's interested in adoption.
Yes.
Take us through the process.
From the very beginning.
Yeah.
Fresh. Well, okay. So I just want to put a disclaimer in. I am by no means the expert in adoption. This is just
your story.
Scott and I's story, a process that we've been through, but there is a myriad of ways to adopt kids.
So in other words, if you try Desiree's process and it doesn't work, you
oh,
can't
yeah.
sue her.
No.
yeah. This is just
okay.
her story,
yeah.
and
gotcha.
She's sharing it with
choice
us.
Gotcha.
And how we got to how we were
mm-hmm.
at. So we struggled with years of infertility.
Mm-hmm.
We went to doctor after doctor. We tried lots of tests and hormone shots and medications, and we finally got to the point where we thought that we had gone our limit, and so we thought that we would look into foster care and mm-hmm. adoption and see if that would be the way for us to make our family. So got on the internet and typed in Adoption Colorado, and all of these companies and agencies come up. And come to find out, the more you read, every state actually has rules, regulations that you have to follow. So every state is different. So if uh-huh. you're listening somewhere else, not in Colorado,
right.
you need to find out your laws and regulations.
But or in another country. Did,
oh, yes, yeah, international is a whole other
yeah.
thing. And so we found a company in Denver that we thought we would check out, and they had an infant night. So we drove to Denver and went to an infant information night, and they gave us a whole packet of info and kind of laid out what that process was going to mm-hmm. look like. And we got home and went through a bunch of our paperwork, and we thought, okay, well, we'll do a little more research and see if there's any other companies that might accept us as clients. And the more we got into it, the more we actually liked the company that we had originally started with. So we put in an application.
Mm-hmm.
We had to have background checks. We had to have fingerprint cards, letters of recommendations. We had to have three. And so we contacted some of our buddies
mm-hmm.
and said, please be saying
nice
things. It
was very difficult to say nice things about these two.
Had to pull out of
yeah.
the
Oh, I know.
She was all over it. And turned that in, and then they contacted us, and they said, here is a 40-page document that you're going to need to keep track of.
Ooh, so
and
that's
we had to
your,
read through a legal,
thing.
We had to read through a whole packet of legal information, and then we filled out questionnaire after questionnaire after questionnaire after questionnaire
mm-hmm.
and sent it back in. And they went through it. We had to have a whole home study done. So we met with a caseworker who came to our home. We also went back to Denver about four times to meet with her. And we had to have separate interviews. We did an interview together about our life. You pretty much have to tell all of your stuff.
So you have to,
yeah.
you're like,
you have to
this
let
is,
all
this
those skeletons show.
From day one that you can remember all the way through, the, you know, that exact day of all the things that's happened to you, anything that was tragic or anything
oh
that you
God.
Remember from your childhood that was exciting, so that they can kind of get an idea of what kind of parent that you're going to be.
Okay.
After you kind of go through that whole process, then we met with the big boss lady on Thursday, and
mm-hmm.
we had all of our information done. She went over it. We went over our home study when it was complete. And then she said, here's your official page, and you're officially in the pool. So that's really exciting. In this company, we can't choose gender,
okay.
but there are companies that you can or agencies that you can. And they have boxes that you check for race. They have boxes that you check for age. They have boxes that you check for medical conditions, so any medical condition you think that you could parent or want to know more about. And we also have to take 12 hours of classes. Some of that is also a medical concerns that you might have with an infant that you bring home. And then we have a follow-up class even after we're placed. So at this company, the birth mother actually gets to choose the family. And then,
oh, really?
So we're not actively seeking. We don't go out and seek a birth mother. A birth mother contacts the agency and says, hey, we saw these two couples online,
mm-hmm.
and we're interested to know more about them. And then they'll call us and they'll say, hey, we have a birth mother that's interested in you. And then we go hopefully meet that person. And if it works out that they like us and everything works out, then we would, wherever that birth mother is in the process, we may or may not get to follow her through.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be her first trimester, and we get to go with her to doctor's appointments if she chooses, how open she wants to be. And then there may be a time where they just call us and they say, here's a baby in the hospital, and are you interested? So it could be lots of different ways.
Do you ever get more than one? You'd be like, okay.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
call and they're like, I got a two-year-old.
Fine with twins?
We chose twins, but you can say sibling group as well.
Really?
Yep. And it really is, your weight really depends on
how open you are
how
to.
How open you are to lots of different things. Also, how lucky you may be. We are at the bottom of the pool, so there are people that have waited, you know, several years in this agency because of either a choice that they have made, say they got contacted in the birth parent, it didn't work out.
Mm.
So they don't start over in the pool. They stay where they're at in the pool,
mm-hmm.
Which is a really nice thing. That would be really devastating to have something
mm-hmm.
fall through and have to completely
Absolutely.
Start all over. So you don't jump someone. You, everybody pays the same fees. So it's just strictly
like
whoever finds
you.
And
I mean, you're on a list.
We're on a list.
That's basically what you're just waiting for a call.
They call it the pool, which I wish they would.
I would call it a slot machine because you either get it or you don't. Mm-hmm. It's a lucky. Anyway.
A slot machine. She tried to put that one in there.
It was good, though.
Yeah. What?
It was good. Was that one of your words?
I was trying to. Didn't catch one, but
okay, that's good.
But I want to say, as a friend, knowing Des's story from the beginning to now, it's also smart. See, I don't know much. I just know her story. She and Scott have been very dedicated to the process.
Yeah.
She educates herself. She reads. She puts all her attention and time into this. And I think that's like what you really need to do with this process, because she knows, like. I have known that she went into this process full on. She's read, she's dedicated her life to knowing everything about this process. And I think that's important because she knows what her outcome could be. She knows what could happen. She knows, and I think that's really smart for anybody that's thinking about doing something like Desiree and Scott are going through. Just read.
Yeah, you definitely have to be educated. One of the best things for us when we started the process was we actually asked people that have been through it that we knew.
Mm.
And they graciously shared a lot of their path with us, which it's not something that a lot of people talk about. I mean, you just don't sit around the kitchen table talking about adoption or foster care. It's just not, unless that comes into your lap sometime in your life, it's not something you discuss. And a lot of people, there's a stigma about adoption and foster care. And maybe it's starting to shift, I think, now. People are starting to discuss it a little bit better, but it used to be you didn't tell your kid until you were 18, 19 years old that they were adopted. Surprise, you're adopted. Now, it's from the very first day you start talking about, you know, how they came into your life. They call it their adoption story, and that you want to make it as a happy experience. You want them to feel loved through the whole thing, because ultimately a birth parent giving their child to another family is a huge sacrifice in trust. And so it was important for Scott and I in making this decision to know that we had accepted our path. We want to pass down this experience to our child in the best possible light we can. We never want our child to think that they weren't wanted or, you know, that they were a default in any way or a second. And so the only way that we could do that was by reading, asking questions. Now, there are lots of questions we still don't know. There's lots of things that we're going to have to come across, and it's going to be a bumpy road. And for me, the type of personality that I have, I like having everything in place. And so this wait time, that's what they call this time right now, is wait time, is going to be really difficult because I don't know. It could be 6 weeks, could be six months, could be 2 years. And so for Scott and I to be older parents already, I mean, we're in the mid-30s.
Is that old?
Well, to adopt a kid, for some agencies it is. There is actually, for some, you know, they don't want them past 35, 38, because then you get into multiple families and things like that, or a second family, and that's really difficult to bring a child into.
When you're filling out this paperwork, do you have to, like, say, okay, this is our plan for the kid. This is what we're going
to
do.
Yes,
we're going to grow up and say
how we're going to have a fire escape. And how many fire alarms we
have. These are the books that we're going to read.
These are our beliefs. These are our values. This is where our child's going to sleep. This is how many square footage that we have in our home for a child to play at. We had to prove vaccinations for our pets.
They need to do that for some people that can have biological children.
It's very scary. It's a really huge process. And for a long time, I was really upset about that. And I thought, wow, I am being scrutinized because
I want a child.
But I wouldn't want to give my child to someone I knew nothing about. And so the more that we got into the process, the more I understood 100% that you have to know who that child is going to. Because you want to wake up every morning knowing that the decision you made was the right decision for that child.
Because some people, I do know my sister's nanny, she got pregnant at not a very young age, but younger, 19. She wanted to go to college, but she loves the baby a lot. She gave it up. She actually moved since then because I think the kid's 6 years old now. But She gets to visit him once a month, and he actually calls her Belly Mommy, and calls his adopted mother Mommy. But Belly Mommy, because they've been so open, like she was talking about how it's changed now, and that little boy grew up knowing, I have two mommies that love me, and not...
But some birth mothers, they do have the choice that they don't want to be that open. You know, and that is their choice. You know, for Scott and I, we don't know that it's financially possible for us to drive back and forth, you know, every other week to Denver to see someone. But... if that is the condition and that's something we both would agree on, then we know that we're going to follow through with that.
Right,
you
that's
know,
what
some,
you have
some
to
just
do.
Want pictures.
Yeah.
Every month. Some want to be included in Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it really is a very big give and take as far
would
as
you, would you would be. Possibly, you know, drive any of us.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
Dang it!
So you know that was going to be a fail. You couldn't even get that one out.
Fail!
That's funny.
Sorry. Okay. I'm trying to think of other questions.
No, you're not.
Oh, you know what?
You know
what?
Trying to figure out how to get
she
your words.
She is painting the room.
Fit.
I am. She is painting a room right now for the baby, and it's so cute. She's an artiste.
I love it. We thought, what better way to pass the time than to paint a giant mural in the bedroom? So we started a mural, and we decided on Disney because Scott and I are
super
Disney-files.
And it could be for boy and girl. But she has to do neutral.
You should have gone with Tolkien. Wouldn't that be cool with the hobbits on there and everything?
Kind of creepy, maybe.
It might have scared them a little bit. The older they
She's
got.
Doing it also.
Well, you could have done C.S. Lewis. Because
there's Mary Poppins. There's
Mary Poppins, well, and
he's
here's the thing that we discovered, and I'm a little upset about it. So we went to Barnes & Noble, and you know how many books there were on adoption?
Zero.
One.
Damn, I missed it.
Barnes & Noble, get it together.
So you know what section it was right next to?
It was right next to romance.
Try again. Not Star Wars. Not romance.
Rent. Star Trek.
Not Star Tolkien. Trek.
Musical Rent.
How about divorce? Let's go with that. It
divorce.
Was right next to divorce. And, you know, when they start the process, this was crazy.
That's
Scott and I had
horrible.
To have questions, like ask questions and talk about things together that we never thought we would. And one
Adoption,
of them is,
divorce.
If you have anything wrong with your marriage, now is the time that it comes out. And so they talk about how you should probably attend counseling because there's a lot of, well, if you can't have your own biological child, do you still want to be with me? Do you still want to be married to me?
Yeah.
And so it was right next to divorce, and it really hit us hard. It was like, wow, they weren't kidding. This is a pretty, you know.
How many books were there on divorce?
A lot.
Were there
like
a lot
two
of
shelves.
Divorce?
And then I go to Walmart to get our this done, right, that we made on the one. And we click on baby announcement, and it's boy, girl, no neutral, nothing. So I'm going to kind of put down the hammer, and I'm going to say Walmart and Barnes & Noble needs to get it together.
I was lost for
neutral,
a second.
Neutral, a lot of people wait to even find out for a biological child.
Okay, you were talking about clothes. I thought you were talking
like
about
a baby
the gender.
Lousy. Baby announcement. You can click on boy or girl. There is nothing else.
I thought you were actually talking about the baby, and I was I'm not quite sure what
a neutral...
I just
wanted to say I have three, and you guys haven't caught it.
I don't know what...
I said three. Yeah. Just saying.
Okay. That's good.
Well, you know, good for mine. We're all happy.
Thanks.
I thought you were talking... For a second, I thought you were talking about the actual baby, and...
Oh, sorry.
And I didn't know what a neutral baby was.
It
threw me off
for a second. You have a really hard time finding things specifically for foster care or adoption. So... I don't know what that's all about, but it shouldn't be that hard to find those things.
Well,
because people make families in lots of different ways.
But there's a lot of people adopting and or have been adopted in this world.
Sure.
A lot more for having one book at Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Superman was adopted.
Come on, Barnes & Noble. Yeah. Kind of disappointed.
Superman was adopted?
Wait a second. Olivia Newton-John was adopted?
Oh, that's right.
So many people when you go through it.
I don't
know, actually,
if Olivia Newton-John was adopted, but
some of the presidents
she might have been.
So,
not saying she was. She might have been.
Who?
Olivia Newton-John.
What?
I don't think she was.
Really?
Well, I'm wondering if that's one of her words.
Yeah.
Oh!
It is
I
one
wondered
of her
when
words.
She said John Travolta.
Dang it, I should have left it alone. Dang it.
Scott excited?
Scott is very excited. I think it hit us the other day when we were looking for the perfect way to tell our friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're wandering around, and And we walked up to this rack of, like, sports Under Armour onesies. By
there
the way,
you
they're
go.
Adorable.
We were looking at those a while back.
And
not
here's
for any
this one right here, this
Isn't
onesie
that
that's an official. And he was like, oh, it's official. And I could see in his face that it was, like,
aww,
the moment that he
so
realized,
he
like,
it
made it true.
He was the one that picked it?
He did. He was so sweet. It was definitely one of those, like, yeah, I married the right guy moments for
yeah.
me. Because I think up into the last couple weeks, we've both been kind of in this, you hurry up to wait mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they finally tell you, like,
uh-huh.
it's going to happen. It may not happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen. It's kind of like this weight lifted off. And it was,
that's awesome.
We could go back to being a couple,
mm-hmm.
knowing we've done everything
well,
that we
and
could
I'm
possibly
sure it's
do.
Stressful.
Yeah.
How
oh,
could it not
so,
be stressful?
So,
lots of tears, lots
so
of stress.
Scott's more the athletic.
Super
athlete.
Yeah,
he's not.
Yeah,
okay.
He's like,
I didn't know if he was like movies into like
he'll eat whatever he wants.
Playing the bass
time.
Guitar or anything like,
and
nothing
then he
like
looks
that.
Like
no,
that.
No bass guitar.
No bass. Really? That was. Yeah. I tried to work it in as best I could.
Oh, that
but
was.
But you missed the Spartan. The Spartan
oh, okay.
was in there,
oh.
but the bass guitar. Was, I tried to work that.
Clever,
one in.
Clever.
Yeah, I worked that one in. That was a good catch.
So he, I think for him, he was, he was unsure about the process. He's very like how much, like financial,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
financially, how much is this going to impact us? Which
right.
is
huge. I would
yeah.
say it's right
expensive.
Ask. And not to
expensive.
Not to pry or anything,
oh, no.
but it's expensive,
open.
Isn't it?
It's very expensive.
It's expensive. Yeah.
You know, for Scott and I, we could have tried IVF
mm-hmm.
When we were going through infertility, but I knew it wasn't. If it was unsuccessful, I knew I could not pay on that loan every month, knowing
sure.
that. I didn't have the outcome that I hoped
mm-hmm.
for. And so with this for
it's
us,
like
it
a
was
college
investment.
Loan.
It is, yeah, very
it's
much.
Not one of my words,
no,
sneaks. It's really
lot.
Much like
it is.
College.
It is.
Except, paying every month.
Which I
something.
Completely understand what she's saying, though. I don't think I could pay on a loan
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that would
you
be
know,
cost
and,
you.
Well, you know, not, and it's kind of like in a way we're investing in our future,
right.
you know. And
right.
so
wait
because
you
can have
kid,
it as long as somebody finds you, right? You're spending this money towards the process of, even if it takes 2 years, whatever, you're still,
what,
the outcome
yeah.
is going to be
it'll,
better than.
It's going to be over 30 grand when we're finished.
Really?
Yeah. And so for two
that's
teachers.
Not even, that's not even
well,
close
scary.
To what it's going to cost once you get the
no.
kid.
But think about that impact.
Be,
and then
exactly.
and then the impact of,
know
you know,
of
the things you
raising
need.
The child.
It's a huge,
right?
yeah,
then,
it's a huge.
Yeah. It was definitely
thing.
A big conversation that we had to have because. It is going to
oh, yeah.
impact us financially, and
mm-hmm.
so you go, well, there is no right time. We're not going to win the lotto tomorrow and then decide that, you know, so it was kind of like there's going to be a time that it comes, and we're going to pay on it until that happens. So
I have a question for you. This has no word sneak in it at all. I wish I could throw one in there, but it doesn't. Mm. Was there any time in the midst of this process that you and Scott said, that's it, I can't go anymore? I can't.
No.
Or ever thought about, we're done.
No. The infertility, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we came home after one of the failed IUIs, and I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't
yeah.
do the shots. I can't do the emotions. I can't do the hormone treatments. Like, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, he understood, and it was okay. And but with this process, it was definitely like, it's like when you're looking for a car, all you see is new cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're single, all you see is couples. When you're a couple, all you see is married people. So Scott and I are definitely in that, like, all of our friends have kiddos. And that's and we knew that that was going to be important for us, and we were not going to give up on that dream at all.
Baby Goheen, future baby Goheen,
mm-hmm.
you are loved. Look at all the work that she and your daddy are going
well,
through.
Well, and can you
absolutely.
Imagine, like, we really get to tell our child, you were not an accident.
You
were made
were,
for us, and you were
exactly.
planned, and there's a bigger...
Don't make me cry. Stop it.
There's a lot of tears. I've cried a lot. A lot.
We put...
Hey, real quick, though. I've been wanting to ask you, is that on your floor, wall, stucco? What
it's
is that?
It's on our floor. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We kind of went cheap.
Nobody called me on that until you saw my eyes. I got
oh,
that.
Oh, nice. Nice. Nice, I missed that.
No, but I had
yeah,
to say that, but isn't that cute?
We had to make it ourselves because we thought,
yes.
we, you know, there is a lot of adopt baby announcements. Everybody does something different, and so we thought.
No, that's original Goheen. I've never seen that.
Did we announce our kid was born?
Well, back in the day, I wasn't announced. I don't think my parents announced any of us.
We didn't send anything out.
We didn't send anything out. Yeah. I'm just wondering, as you look at that, and you were talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were talking about how you have to sit there and say, okay, this is what this is how we're going to rate, or at least this is the direction we're taking. This is what we're going to do. It's either in sports or whatever. And I'm thinking, did we didn't do that when Jacob and Stephanie came out. We weren't like, all right, these are our plans for their future. We're going to raise them up. And with Jacob, I can't imagine us sitting down and saying, okay, he's going to grow up and he's going to love exercise and he's going to do, you know, this, what they call P90X and all this stuff and the plyometrics. And I just can't imagine that would happen for just regular people. Not that
but
you're not
should.
A regular person.
Okay, this is why but sometimes I think it. People that adopt are better than some people that can have... No, they are absolutely better.
I don't know if they're better, but we have to have conversations.
No, she and Scott are better than some people that have kids out there.
I can't believe that. That's
I don't know about that.
Horse.
No, I really do think some people out there should be screened like they are.
Absolutely.
I mean, there are some people that I'm like, why do they have kids and Des and Scott have had such a tough time?
Here, I know you know that too, being a teacher. Here's what, have you checked yet?
Think of all the babies that we get to have because people sometimes make bad choices.
That's true.
That's absolutely right.
I'm talking about the people that don't give them up.
I'm talking about
them. Yeah, but keep them.
And I'll say it. I'll put it right out there. It's the ones that need to be taken away that aren't.
Yes.
That's the ones that I get. I said it right here on Derek and Jess and the
family. We're all about family here.
We're all about family and love, and we want those crappy parents to taking their kids away. I think
this is a Bermuda Triangle.
It is a Bermuda Triangle.
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Oh, come on. That had to be a word sneak.
Oh, dang it.
That had to be a word. Here's the question that I have for you. Have you checked at work if you get maternity leave?
I do.
Good for you.
Yay.
That's good.
I do, yes. We are treated.
Can I ask an even more personal question?
Well, I don't know how much more personal is it. Yeah, I'm talking about having a baby over here.
All right. Are you coming back?
Are we coming back to the
once
show?
No.
That's debatable.
You got a new baby. Say you got okay. You take your 6 weeks and then you decide.
Oh,
you know what?
Oh,
I'm going back to work.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was kind of a personal question.
No.
And I'm glad I got that.
I could have answered that for you.
Really? I'm not a stay-at-home typey mommy.
What's that, Jimbo?
Very, very hard.
Oh, that's right. She can Auntie can watch him. That's right. That's exactly right.
My mother-in-law said she would retire.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
And I was like, what? And if anybody knows my mother-in-law, like working is her deal. And so it was like,
would that be the first grandchild?
We're making good choices. No.
No, it wouldn't be.
On either side, no.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But it'll be our first child.
Yeah.
So that's exciting enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we don't have names picked out because that might actually be a choice that we make with the mother.
That's
so that's really
because
an
I remember her telling
concept.
Me something. That,
yeah, but some ideas of things we'd like, but maybe
what
not.
If you get what if you get a 1 year old that already has a name?
Then you can keep the name, or you can choose to change the name. But it has to be legally ours first, and there's a waiting period that they're not legally ours. So we have to finalize it through the court system before we can change anything.
Because I asked her once. I was like, okay. So what if you get a 10-month-old?
Word snake.
No.
Okay.
No.
Not now.
I go, what if you get like a 10-month-old that
right.
names like Juan Pablo Spittoon, Nevada, Nevada, Gala.
There's no word sneak in there.
No. Maybe honor maybe one of the names.
Okay.
And say
that's
that might
nice.
Be a middle name.
That's nice.
You know, but I'm pretty sure I'd have to be careful if it was like.
Right. You've got
a little crazy.
Are you serious?
But here's
there
the other
no
thing. We had to have conversation.
What was it? You have to call me out on the word.
There had to have been. I could throw one in there just like, okay, you can name him Crunk. Okay, that's one of my word sneaks, right?
Isn't that so nice of her that they would, in honor they would pick, like leave maybe one?
Well, it's not just our child. I mean, this child has another family.
You know what? You got a big heart. I would. I don't think.
Right?
Just a huge.
Angel.
I don't think I could do that. I don't
no,
think I
know.
Could be like okay. I mean,
I think you could if you were put in my position.
Probably.
It really is a.
It took her many
humbling,
years to get to this.
It
I
is.
Mean,
it's very humbling, and there's a lot of things you can't control
such
about
a
it.
Good one.
And.
Such a good one.
But we want a family, and you're going to do what you can
do
to get
a
family.
And honestly, a name
yeah.
in the whole scheme of things,
sure.
really.
Well, I'm just talking about the way that you've been talking about.
No, I know.
The biological.
The birth parents.
The birth parents.
Well, it's not just, I say birth mother, but it's also the birth father. If the birth father wants to be involved, you know, they have that choice as well. Unfortunately, not a lot of birth fathers are. And
yeah.
So that just, you know, there's a lot of situations where they may not know anything about the birth father at all. And so there may be a whole half of genetics that we know nothing about for this child.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also kind of scary. Because we don't have, you know, I can't tell someone not to smoke. I can't
mm-hmm.
tell someone
yeah.
not to drink.
Yeah.
I can't tell someone to not stay up late and eat right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's their own thing, and I just have to be willing to accept that.
You have
and
to have
a
lot of patience.
Scary.
And
yeah.
We're going to go to the Jess's mom tip here. And Jimbo, let's go ahead, and I think we'd be safe. We'll be safe if we can push that 5 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, by the way, I just want to say I got 5.
Okay.
What
well,
did you get?
We're not finished yet. We're not finished yet.
Well, I'm finished because the other ones you called me out on.
Oh, okay. So you pushed them in there. I was waiting for time to get. I still have a few left. So we are going to get to the Jess's mom tip. But say there's people out here listening and watching on Derek and Jess and the Family Nest, and they're interested in adoption.
For which
Give me,
part? Adopting? Or
adopting.
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 Okay.
Give me 3 things that you would say. This is what you need to have before you adopt, about them, about a couple.
Stable marriage.
Okay, stable marriage.
Communication.
Communication.
This one's tough. I would say your future outlook, because if you can't hold on to that, then you get lost in the process
mm-hmm.
a lot. That's maybe when you quit, because you don't have, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 15. What is it going
to
look like when you're 60 and you're kiddo and your grandkid comes to visit. You have to have a future outlook on where you're
okay,
going.
Okay, now give me the top 3 things, because you're a teacher and you're around kids all the time. Put on your teacher hat. And if you were able to stand in front of a young couple and say to them, these are the 3 things you need to think about before having a biological child, what would it be?
Wow, this is hard.
I guess what I'm leading into is, how would it be different than the 3 things that you
I think you have to have
about?
Love.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a huge one.
I think
you have
all
to have
commitment.
The support/resource.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're falling apart or you need help, you've
mm-hmm.
got to reach out to someone. That's a big
communication's big too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that, you know, you have to be willing to talk about the hard things, because
mm-hmm.
hard things happen
every
day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To every
and if
type
you
of couple.
And if you can't talk to your, you know, your significant other, whoever that is,
mm-hmm.
if you can't talk about
mm-hmm.
things
mm-hmm.
to them, then when you do go through those hard times, it's not going to work out. And it's just going to cause problems for a teeny tiny.
And sadly, you see that all the time. At school.
But I really do believe that parents do have the best intentions. Sometimes they just don't know how to handle situations.
Right.
I don't think anybody sets out to have the worst, you know, possible thing for their child. Like, nobody goes into being pregnant thinking they're going
to
make their child's life horrible. But I think that sometimes their intentions may be, maybe they're self-centered intentions and don't realize
just
how they might impact
selfish,
the kiddo.
Right.
Or they don't have a future of what that child is going to grow up to be like. I mean, we even had to write down, we want our child to be a great member of society, a productive member of society, because really that's ultimately what our kids are going to be.
Please
yeah.
teach your
when
child
they're
18, about
that's
history.
What I do.
They leave the nest, right?
That's what I
way.
Want is
I'm
them
sorry.
To be a productive.
Sure, but how do you
exciting.
Get there? If you don't
right.
know how to get there,
right.
and or who to ask how to get there,
mm-hmm.
or support each other and how to get there. If Before. I grew up differently in a household, that Scott grew up differently in a household,
mm-hmm.
We have to work together on what
together.
We think is right. You know, we had to even have questions about how we were going to discipline our child.
Yeah.
You know, those things
well,
need to come out in a regular
mm-hmm.
marriage. Yeah.
So you have to, yeah, very true. Very true.
And what consequences you're going to set.
Doesn't she speak so well?
Yes.
We're
going to
have her back. We will have her
actually,
back.
We had Desiree on Derek and George Live.
Oh, so, did you?
Yeah. She came in and talked about the teacher unions.
That went well.
That went well. It did go well.
My dad. Oh,
went well considering George was sitting in the room. It was
That's
good.
That's hilarious.
Last thing before we go to the Derek and or to the Jess's mom's tip. When you think about all of this, and you've got somebody who now comes to you and says, "How do I?"
I hope so.
Where should someone start? Where do you start the process? Is it like you were talking about?
Again.
Okay.
I think, I think talking to someone and getting on and researching it. But you have to research in small parts. Please don't research in, like, I'm going to research this in, like, a week, and everything I'm going to read about it, because it's very scary and daunting.
Did
so
you
it's like
Google
small
it?
Parts. Yeah, don't Google it.
Don't
Google it.
Okay.
No. I would Google specifics, like how to start adopting. Like, that's what I wouldn't just put adoption and just try to read all the articles.
Too much.
And the best thing that our adoption agency has done in this process is they actually gave us, like, birth parent letters of other people. They showed us profiles.
That's awesome.
They even gave us, like, pre-screened information about adoption. And one of the best things they gave us was a journey. It was called A Journey. And it was about someone that was going to take a trip to Australia, and someone was going to fly, and someone was going to go by boat, and how everybody has a different way to get to their destination. Mm-hmm. And I just cried. But that was the best thing, is whatever agency you go through, in Colorado you can't do lawyers, but in other states you can, they will guide you. And if they're not guiding you, get out, because they're not helpful.
So there was an actual place that you started. And
yeah, it's an agency in Denver, right?
Agency,
is there any way that we can get that website and then put it on Derek
and
Jess and the family?
Sure, can I shamelessly plug it?
Shamelessly
okay,
plug it.
It's called Adoption Options. Now, there's
good
lots
name.
Of different
dot.
Ones, but ours are adoption options. I'm not sure the dot. I have a card.
Either dot com or dot org. Or
yeah.
But
something. There's lots of different ones. And you know, if you're Christian, if you're Catholic, there's ways that you can go through different agencies for that. If you're a lesbian, gay couple, there's ways. You know, our company does lesbian, gays, partnerships. It doesn't matter age, race, they take all of them. And that was one of the things that was really important to Scott and I, is because we didn't want to discriminate. And we went through a company that doesn't, and we felt really positive about that, because our child will be different, and it's going to need lots of support. So we didn't think starting out in something that was isolating was the best way for us to go. So
Outstanding. We've got to get to the Jess's mom tips real quick. You only got a few minutes, but Jimbo, go ahead and spin that up. We will listen to Jess's mom. They can hear you, Jess.
Oh, hello, dears. If you're having problems with those little nose miners, if those, those little rascals are making you pull your hair out, dear, we've got the place for you to come. Oh, and that's to Jess's mom's tip, don't you know?
Wait a second, because they can hear everything that you said, because I didn't turn down the mics.
Oh.
So, what did you say about me?
I think you had six. Ooh. Jess has three.
No.
Four.
Yeah.
But
anyway,
mine is so good.
Jess's mom's tip. You're not jazzed about this one.
No, I'm jazzed. I'm jazzed about everything that I share with everybody. It's just this one's not fun. Like, some of mine are fun.
Everything for everybody.
This is more just factual. Like,
thank goodness
do it.
We only gave you a few minutes to do,
do it.
Right
yes.
there. Hit it. Jess's
okay.
mom's tip right here for
so
me.
So my mom's tip today is basically a fact that you need to do. Keep up on your checkups for your kids.
Oh,
ears,
that's a
eyes.
Huge one.
And you know what? I'm a mom of three little kids. It is very, very, very easily overlooked if you have healthy kids. I have kids that never complain about eye problems. I have kids that never complain about their teeth problems because I don't give them sugars and pops and stuff like that. But it still is very important.
It's great. That's a great one, yeah.
Just he still thinks it's bad that I don't give my five-year-old pop.
I don't. I'm not
pop.
Saying.
So have you seen teeth?
I'm not saying that it is. I'm
pop
just
is the number one.
Come to
turn
teeth.
My daughter, Kate, five-year-old preschooler, comes home and says, why am I the only one with white teeth? Why do all my friends have silver teeth?
Cats
and I'm like,
okay.
Anyway, I'm saying for this mom's tip is checkups, ears, eyes, teeth. Even if you think your kids are 100% healthy, you should still check and make sure that their eyes are 20/20, because school could be really hard for them if they can't see or hear. Or
that's a huge one. I have children that really have a hard time reading because they don't know what they're looking at.
Yep.
And
yep.
it's like, are you having a hard time because you don't understand that, or is it because you can't see?
See it.
And it's hard to know if they don't get checkups, because it's not something that, you know, we screen
right.
for.
And
all
I know it's
time.
Hard to really put in, but prioritize it.
Yeah.
Just make yourself a note in your phone, on a calendar, call for an eye doctor's appointment for Lily.
Here's another great tip that I want to add in that you did. And you've talked about this before, of being inclusive with with your kids, and I'm not trying to sneak in a word.
No, take one out. Yeah, you clearly are.
I am not.
Okay.
I'm really not. Mm-hmm. I want you to tell everybody about your eyeballs today.
Oh.
God, I wish eyeballs was a word sneak, but it's not.
So I'm normally a green-eyed blonde, and today I have brown contacts in.
But why?
Why? Why is that? Well, yeah. Before I was even married, I was an optician, and I was kind of having fun. Mm-hmm. I have 20/20 vision, so I was just getting plano contacts to see. I do not make a cute blue-eyed chick. I do not look good with blue eyes.
Really?
It's either green eyes or brown, probably because my mom has brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have two daughters that have blue eyes, so light eyes like myself,
mm-hmm.
and one daughter that has big, beautiful brown eyes. And even though I had these contacts before, and I rarely wear them, I wore them today, this morning,
mm-hmm.
and my brown-eyed daughter gave me a big hug, and she says, now you match me, Mommy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. See?
And so occasionally...
for your kiddos.
Yeah, and just seeing her smile, I'm going through with it right now because I want to rip them from my eyes because I'm not used to them.
Oh, your eyes. I thought you meant your kids.
I know. Where are we going with this?
What the hell?
No, but I love her so much, and it made her happy, see? And I do tell her when I'm not brown-eyed. We match all the time because we have the same hearts.
Oh, well, see, my child may not match me at all, but it'll match me in my heart.
See? Exactly. Hearts. Hearts.
Yeah. That's okay.
Well, look at
That's
Kira.
Great.
No, Kira, awesome. My brown-eyed kid, awesome. Nobody would ever know she was mine.
That's awesome.
She doesn't look like mine. Oh, really? Yeah.
This is how much I love my kids. I don't even know what color eyes they have.
Oh, God. The generator doesn't know.
I'm telling you, I know for sure they have eyes.
No,
but other than that.
What color of eyes does your wife have, Derek?
She has like greeny eyes.
Okay, that greeny. Greeny. Not just green. Your kids' eyes match your wife's eyes.
I look into my wife's eyes a lot more than I look into my kids' eyes.
That's
I try to avert
really
myself
sweet.
From looking into
That is
my
cute. Kids.
Hey, you know what? We
got
to go.
We got a husband point.
Time.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, I wish I had a word sneak for that one. But before we do, we just got a few minutes to go. I'm going to tell you which ones that I got in. I got in plyometrics. I got in Spartan.
What?
I got in bass guitar.
Yes,
I missed salt water. I did not get crunk. I got Crazy Horse in. I did not get in the Cold War. I did get in the Chronicles of Narnia.
I did not hear that.
I
was not
paying
attention to
you. I wanted to put it on your wall, remember?
I
told you we should have put it on Curtis. And I got in Fragile.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I missed six. So I got six. I got six.
I missed Olivia Newton-John, but whatever. If I would have stopped going with that, I would have gone it.
Maybe.
I missed Submarine, Slot Machine, Pancake Batter. But I did get Stucco.
You
yeah,
did get Stucco.
Did.
That
you
was a good one.
I did get Flaxseed. Just rewind the tape.
That's a good one. I didn't even hear you say that.
Uh-huh. I did get Rent.
Uh-huh.
I did get Peg Leg. She got that one.
Okay.
And I did get Spittoon.
Okay, I saw you. Yeah.
Oh,
I
good,
heard the Spittoon.
Good. Yeah,
although
good.
I think I called you on that, but that was okay.
I'm pretty sure you probably called me on a couple of these
okay.
five, but it was not right away, so
You're right.
I failed.
You're right. Where'd you get, Des?
What'd you get?
Dungeon Master.
What?
Oh. Mousetrap Portuguese. That was early. That
yep.
might not count. That was before we started.
That's
Star Wars,
okay.
Jimi Hendrix, Bermuda Triangle.
What?
Oh.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
Woo,
yeah.
very.
Wait, did we call her on the broom?
Yeah,
we
oh. did. And so, I don't know. I didn't do very good because this was like a serious thing.
I know.
No, it was.
We
could have done better if it was more of
we
a...
We didn't expect you to hit it. We just wanted
oh,
you to play along.
Oh, you didn't expect me to do well.
No, I expected you to do well.
I appreciate that.
That's
yeah.
hilarious.
Absolutely. Building. We've got to go. We want to remind you, if you want to find us, you can go to our Twitter handle at DNJNest. You can
yes.
find us at Facebook. At Derek and Jess and the Family Nest. You can go to DerekandJess.net, mobile, whatever. We want to thank Desiree for being here. Join us next Tuesday. You'll be watching on YouTube, but you can join us next Sunday on Blog Talk Radio. We want you to come back and join us 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time right here on Derek and Jess.
And the Family Nest.
God bless. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in
tree. The wise are loud, the big black crow, flap for their wings, singing go, birds go, rock and robin. Rock and robin.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.